Read me another story. The words of a child at bedtime. Could be avoiding turning out the lights, or could be a natural desire for stories. Who does not like a good story? If you routinely listen to 2 minutes more, you have heard the suggestion of telling your story, specifically your story of faith. Now stay with me here. Today's 2 minutes offers a fresh thought. Paul wrote in Romans 10, "How will they believe in him who they have not heard? How are they to hear of him without someone to proclaim of him?" In this skeptical world, personal experience, a story told from someone we personally know, may present credibility, can prove to be so inspiring, and yet many of us hesitate. We explain our reluctance with, "I don't know enough. I don't want to impose on others. I do not talk about religion or politics." And the list continues. Here is the new twist to consider. How often do I invite others to tell me their story, the story of their faith journey, thereby giving them permission to share with me, giving the opportunity to work on their storytelling mission? Everyone who considers themselves a follower of Jesus has a story to tell, even if we find it to be missing suspense, power, and miracles, even if we find it less than complete. All our stories are a work in process. We do not have the opportunity to tell the entire story because the plot continues to develop until we take our last breath. Who can you invite to tell their story? Let us do some story listening. Let us listen for 2 minutes more.